We're getting an update on the planned housing development on the Sydney waterfront. The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is looking to develop the land next to the Holiday Inn in downtown Sydney into a commercial retail and apartment building. Development manager with Tier 2 Properties Limited, Douglas McLennan, gave a presentation to the CBRM Council on behalf of the company working on the building, Doucette Developments, on where the proposed development is at. McLennan asked Council for an extension on the project's timeline and discussed what they need to do.
We need a little bit more time to move this project forward, specifically as it relates to closing on the property with CBRM and investing in design a little bit further.
A hotel was also going to be developed at the site, but McLennan says those plans are on hold right now.
The hotel partner just has changing circumstances and competing priorities in the region, so they've decided that this time or at this phase, it's not right for them.
This is the second extension Doucette has asked for the project. CBRM planner Karen Neville says the first delay was also on Doucette and not the municipality.
They were trying to ground truth the property, and in order to get the equipment on site to do that, there was a significant delay in them being able to undertake that work.
Council voted to approve the extension to the project, but raised concerns about the amount of time it's taking to get the project off the ground. Plans to develop the site have been in the works since 2023. Councillor Steve Parsons said he would be voting against the delay.
They're looking at breaking ground in October to December of 25. Tradition construction, you break ground in April. Why? Because you want the seasonality of it. You want to get shovels in the ground in April so you can have that weather tight by when bad weather comes and you work inside. They came to us 2 years ago with an opportunity. We put faith in these developers to develop this project. Here we are 2 years after, and design, according to their presentation, design needs to be relooked at.
Councillor Kim Shepherd-Campbell agreed with Parsons, but believes the project will go through.
Construction moves awful slow here in Cape Breton, and I travel back and forth to Halifax for work constantly. And when something goes up there, within a year, it's finished, done. Everything is all set. I don't think we're going to have a timeline to put it back out there and get more interest. I think Doucette will do the job they said. We just have to keep on them.
CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark says delays are a problem for developments across the province and discussed how that affects the cost.
Projects are coming in millions of dollars, in some cases tens of millions over original budget estimates. So cost of construction, whether that is for any cumulative reasons, as we know before, it was supply chain related matters. We have labor supply and costs, the overall project marshalling of initiatives. So it's not unique to just Doucette Developments.
Councillor Parsons said he feels Doucette Developments is prioritizing projects in other areas, letting the project in Sydney fall to the wayside. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.